Okay, so a bunch of my cousins get together in L.A. for a reunion, right? We get to laughing, drinking, talking about our people, and as always, all talk leads to grandma. Strong, powerful, tiny woman, and with all of us together, it feels like she's in the next room, about to take a strap to somebody's backside for taking the Lord's name in vain or drinking that devil wine. But she's been gone for 20 years now. Transitioned, as she would have said, this little woman who built my childhood out of grits with gravy and trips to Belle Isle with Hawaii 5-0 reruns and a little extra change to stop the ice cream truck whoopings with the electrical cord. A woman who scrubbed white people's floors to send my father to school. A woman who held fast to her Bible. We're talking about this woman, and the cousin conversation devolves into arguments about where Granny came from. And long story short, we have no idea. We don't know. All we can put together is that a young girl was abandoned by her father in the U.S. at the tender age of 11. A girl alone. And every bad thing that could happen to a young girl happened to her. At 12, she was married to an old man, bore a child, then she escaped and married my grandfather. Gave birth to 10 children, raised those kids and others too that blended in so tightly that even now I'm not exactly sure whom I share blood with. Doesn't matter. Family. And that's all I know. My grandmother was a powerful storyteller that refused to tell us the most important story of all, who she was. So my cousin Jennifer announces enough, says that she and I are going to find out where grandmama came from. Me. Everybody laughs. Sherlock Holmes couldn't crack this case. Y'all stupid to waste your time. Well, I don't want to let Jennifer down. So I tell everybody, shut up. Look and learn as grown folks handle their business. So we start trying to unravel the mystery. Get to talking to our aunties and uncles, but there are a lot of them, right? And it takes a while because you can only talk to the ones who aren't feuding with your parents. And that changes from hour to hour. But finally, you talk to my auntie. And she says, I heard what y'all been up to, babies. Let me tell you something. See, me and your other auntie, we had an inkling, right? Got to looking at some old records and we decided to follow up in Barbados.
Y'all went to Barbados?
Yeah, we went to Barbados. And there's just a little town, and the town is a little church. It's been there for almost 300 years, has records of deaths and births and generations of people, even slaves. But it also lists people's travels. And there in the church record book, we saw the entry that said your grandmother's father had left to America as a widower with children and returned to Barbados 2 years later, childless. And that's how we know she came to the Americas through Barbados. That's what we found out.
Wow. I'm impressed. Mystery solved. Case cracked. Now who's stupid for even trying? So I see my other auntie a few months later at a family gathering. I pull her aside. Auntie, I heard everything about where Granny comes from. Your sister told me about your trip to Barbados. And my auntie looks at me.
Boy, I never been to no Barbados. What the hell are you talking about?
And for a moment, I'm stunned. And I realize that for no other reason than the sheer joy and delight of it, I've been lied to. Tricked. Barbados, the church, the records, it's all nonsense. And I know I will receive no sympathy. In a family of storytellers, even if my grandmother was here, she'd shake her head at my gullibility. Thought I raised you better than that. She smiles, from somewhere. I grin right back at her. I'm gonna find out your secrets, Granny. I feel her and me and her. We'll see. She says right back. Today on Snap Judgment, from WNYC, we proudly present The Inside Scoop. Amazing stories from real people who've got a secret way in. My name is Lynn Washington. If you ever go to a church in Barbados and look at their records, please let me know, because you're listening. You're listening to Snap Judgment.